Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Well, here it is, the end of another month, and that means we all have another shot at a month full of good fortune and merriment. Now, you may be new to this game, or you may be an old hand at it. You may have had lots of success, and you may still be trying to get it right just once. Whatever camp you're in, I think it's a good idea to go over the basics every once in a while. So here it is, everything you need to know about saying rabbit, rabbit. First, it must be upon waking up on the first day of the month. It doesn't matter what time the clock says, and it doesn't matter how long you've been asleep, you must still be in bed. You must not get out of bed before saying the magic words. If your feet touch the floor, it's too late. You've messed up. You'll have to wait another month. Rabbit, rabbit must be the first sounds you utter. If you say anything before rabbit, rabbit, if you grunt, if you make a noise when you stress, it's too late. You'll have to wait another month. You must say the rabbit word twice. One rabbit is not enough, and there can be no substitution. Saying hare or cottontail or bunny bunny will not cut it. Sorry. The rules are strict, I know, but that's the way it goes. You don't get good luck by just thinking wishfully. No pain, no gain, as they say. Now, if you live in a family like mine, that is to say, if you are the one who will remember to say rabbit, rabbit, and your partner is not likely to remember, there are steps you can take to make sure that everyone gets lucky. Needless to say, if you are the only one in your family experiencing good fortune, it can lead to bad feelings among the rest of the clan. First, and this is very important, say rabbit, rabbit for yourself. It's just like when you fly and the flight attendant tells you to put on your own oxygen mask first and then assist others. So, okay, you've rabbit, rabbited, you've taken care of yourself. Now comes the hard part, and I know this from years and years of experience. The only way to be sure that your partner says rabbit, rabbit too is for you to stay awake and watchful. Hopefully you know your friend well enough to distinguish between rolling over and actually starting to wake up. Remember, any extraneous sound from your significant other and rabbit, rabbit hops right out the window. So you watch and you wait until you're sure that she is near wakefulness and you say softly but firmly, say rabbit, rabbit. Now, since you've already said the magic words for yourself, you're in luck and you won't ruin anything by any more talk. And since she has not yet uttered a single sound, those potent words will be her first, thereby causing her own good luck. Take it from me that a nudge or a poke will not work as well. I have found that Mary will respond verbally to my physical input, and that wrecks everything. I've even tried putting my hand over her mouth to prevent premature speech, but that was a really bad idea. Just imagine yourself being awakened from a sound sleep by a calloused hand across your face. Nah. This technique is almost guaranteed to cause unwanted exclamations and even physical retaliation. Not at all what you're looking for. So go with the calm and firm admonition when she first stirs and tell her, say rabbit, rabbit. If you have a large family, it should be fairly obvious by now that you are in for a long night on the last night and the first morning of the month. Going from bed to bed, waiting, watching, and admonishing all your little darlings to say rabbit, rabbit, that can be exhausting. And there is always the risk that you will successfully remind everyone except for one, dooming poor little Duane or Sally to a month of gloom while the rest of the family is bathing in sunshine. Not a good outcome, my friend. Not good at all. Now, I know it's a lot to think about, but take it from me, you'll be glad you did. So I'm wishing you good luck in your efforts and leave you with those happiest of words at the onset of another new month, rabbit, rabbit.